We are learning Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning a brand new Perek Chavos. This Perek deals a lot with the Surya of Schita, as we'll see soon. But the Mishnah will start off with a few of the Dechayel things and then go into Schita. Dr. Mishnah, Chavos Shenishpera, a Chavos that broke on Shabbos, and we said before, regarding a fire, when someone has a loss and he's busy trying to clean up his loss or save himself from his loss, there might be a shash, xeri, he might do more isurim. And therefore, if a chavis broke, they only allowed you to mematzel three sudas. They were a little bit more makel than by a fire, let you take as many kalim as you want to carry those three sudas. It doesn't have to be one keli. So chavis nishbara matzila man a mazel and shalish sudas. If you took one keli, you could take as many sudas as you want. But three sudas, even in three kalim, is mutter. You also can tell other people to come and save yourself some wine for your sudas, but you cannot save the whole entire barrel because you might come to fix the barrel then. There's a xeri that you come to do a issur taira, like fixing the barrel or other isurim. Or haitzah, or the isurim. Or vajla yispay, but you can't pick up the wine with a sponge because maybe when you get to your destination, you're going to squeeze it out. Even though here you're not going to dafka squeeze it out, you take a sponge and put it over the wine, now it has wine in it, and you bring it to your destination. You can't do that. Because of chashash, you might squeeze it out. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that we're talking about here something that has a base achiza, has a handle, there's no chashash, you're going to squeeze it out, and the reason that's ovda dechal. Zokta mishdavaita, now going to schita. In Seich Demes HaPeiris, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze Peiris, Lysa Mashkin, and take out the drink. And Pashtus is a tolda of Dosh. One of the Lama Tes Balakas is Dosh. And mefarik, which means to something that's covered, to uncover it. So mashkin also has orange juice in the orange. I'm taking out the orange juice, that's schita. And the classic schita is by zeisim va'anovim, by grapes and olive oil and wine. Ein sechtem zaperis, lohitzim en mashkin, vim yotzu miatzman, if it came out by itself, then asurim. It's asur, it's exera, because you see, oh, wine, I'm going to squeeze some more. It depends. If you put these zeitz in one oven, whatever these fruits are, you put it aside, you set it aside for eating, so then you weren't planning on squeezing it. So then it's mutter, because then it comes out, it's mutter, because I'm not planning on making it to mashka, so I'm not so excited that mashka came out. But if I put it aside for mashka, and then whatever comes out is asr. Because they're happy about that, and therefore the gzeira, if I allow to have the master's of oil, I'll have even more. The Mishnah ends up, chalais dvash riskum erev Shabbos. You have chalais, you have these honeycombs that are already squeezed from before Shabbos. But yotz ma'atzman, and on Shabbos it was dripping out. Asurim, it's also, because I might squeeze it more. Rabbi Loza mata, and Rabbi Loza holds that it's mutter. Because, since it's merusakim already, so it's already squeezed. So it's ready, not a chashash, the rice to squeeze this. And therefore, we're not going to squeeze it more. But the Chum hold that no, it's a gzeira otu she'enim rusakim. If you're allowed to use this, you're going to come to squeeze honeycombs that are not squeezed yet. So, Dr. Gemara, the Gemara first is going to discuss the first few lines of the Mishnah. It said, Lotano lo yisbeig b'yayin, when you're trying to save wine, you shouldn't use a sponge. Lo yitvach b'shemen, you shouldn't stick your hand in the oil to bring oil. So you shouldn't do it like the way you do in the chayel. So according to Rashi, you're going to come to schita, and you shouldn't put your hand into the oil. That's because it's of the chayel. That's of the chayel. It's the way you do in the chayel, and therefore there's a chash iser there that you're gonna. It's doim to malacha. You come to malacha over here, and therefore you're gonna. You can't do it. You can't pick up the shemen with your hands. Tana Rabbanan. The spousal peris b'chatz. I know a lach of over the chol. The spousal peris b'chatz. Your peris got scattered around the chatz. But like al yad al yad, you take it slowly. Pick up one at a time, not a lot at a time. Pick up one at a time, a little bit at a time, and you eat it. What eat it? Pasta means that you eat it. But oichel, taisa kuri nagaris oichel. But you gather one at a time. You eat it. Avloyos echasal. You can't gather into a basket or a kupa, not into a bucket. So yasik derech shuras b'chol. So you shouldn't do it over the chol. Over the chol is a case where it's a big tircha and it's in the field, and therefore it looks like I'm doing a malacha, and it's aser. And therefore it's aser. Tosfos says even akar is oichel. Still it's aser because it's a big job. It looks like over the chol. Zok the gemara vayta. Ain't soich the mesaperis. You're not allowed to squeeze peiros on Shabbos. This is the issur schita. So we're going to learn in the Gemara that there's three categories of pears. There's zeisim ve'anavim, that's olives and grapes. Those things are mostly used for drink, and therefore they are more chamer. The next level is tutim ve'rimonim, that's pomegranate and berries. That was used, you know, sometimes for drink, sometimes not for drink. And then you have sha'ar pears. In those days, they didn't make orange juice, apple juice. Those sha'ar pears were made exclusively for eating. That's what it was made for. So those are three categories, and it's very good to know those three categories for the Gemara. Because we had a machlekes in our Mishnah. The Chavim said that mashkim shezavu came out by itself as aser. He just said it depends. If it's put aside for food, then it's mutter. If it's put aside for a drink, it's aser. So zok the Gemara, in sechtem is aperis. Omra Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Moida hoy Rav Yehuda Chavim, bezeisim v'anavim. Rav Yehuda is moida to the Chavim, that it's always aser, bezeisim v'anavim. That means even if I put aside for achila, it's still awesome, because that's my time. What's the reason? Since that's Roiv usually made for Schita, Yoiv Daita. When he sees the mash coming out, he says, you know what? I like that idea. Let's make this into wine. Let's make this into oil. And therefore, even Rabbi Huda agrees it's awesome. But Ula Amar Rav, Chalak Rabbi Huda after the Yisvanovim, Ula said, no, Rabbi Huda argued also by the Yisvanovim. And they hold by the Yisvanovim also. It depends if it's put aside for Achila, it's Mutter. If it's put aside for Shtia, it is awesome. Rav Yechon Amar, neither pshat. He says, Avad that a machlekes is by both. But halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'shat peiris. We pass like Rav Yehuda by other peiris, not zeis v'anavim, that it depends what you put it aside for. Then halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'zeis v'anavim. But zeis v'anavim, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rabbanon, that is always awesome. So there are three different shittas l'maisa. But like upon him, one man the other held that the Rav Yehuda was moida b'zeis v'anavim. They only argued by shar peiris. Amar Rabba and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Moida Rav Yehuda Chama Zeis V'Anavim. So he says the same thing like we have before, the same Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel they said before, that Rav Yehuda's Moida Chama Zeis V'Anavim, that it's always Aser, even if you put it aside for Eichlin, for food, to eating. Moida Chama Rav Yehuda B'Sha Peres. And Chama Moida Rav Yehuda by other Peres. And Chama Moida Rav Yehuda by other Peres. They are Moida Rav Yehuda by other Peres. That means the Chacham Moed Rav Yehuda by Shar Peiros, that it depends on if you set aside for Oichlin or set aside for Mashkin. Only Rav Yehuda, Elamai Pligus, which case the Machlekes? If he's Moed to my Zeis V'Anavim, my Shar Peiros he's Moed to them, to Rav Yehuda, that depends if it's Oichlin or Mashkin, so where's the Machlekes? So the answer is only Chis Ashkin, we Ma'ayin, you'll figure it out. But what's the answer? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is going to tell us the answer. Om Nachman Yitzchak, Mestabra, the Abitusim V'Remoinim. They argue by tusim v'remainim, pligi. They argue by tusim v'remainim. That means that's the in-between stage. We said there's three types of pairs. So it'll come out, they're going to argue by tusim v'remainim. It means, there was eis v'anavim kuliyama, it's also every case. By shar pairs, it depends oichlim amashkin. By tusim v'remainim, it's machlekes. According to Rav Yehuda, it's totally oichlim amashkin, because their abundance is always awesome. Where do you see this? The time you looked at the braisa. Zeisim shemashach mem shemem v'anavim. Zaysim that Shem of Anavim came out of it. Zaysim Shem Zaysim olives that oil started dripping out of it. Anavim Shemashim Yayin and grapes that wine started dripping out of it. Vechnisam bein la'oichel bein la'mashkin. And this case was you put it aside. Saifa oichlim or mashkin. Either way, hayotzim me'masa. What comes out is also even if I put it aside for oichlim. Still, since it's made for mashkin, roivim for mashkin, it's also. But berries the drip came out by berries. It's called water. It's juice. By pomegranates, the juice is called wine. Rashi has a little tartness to it, so it's called wine. So, but tusim v'remoinim that came out, the mashka came out of that. So it depends. If you put it aside to eat, I wanted to eat the pomegranates. It's mutter. Then it's mutter. Lamashkin. If I put aside for schito or v'lestam, or I put out lestam, hayyotzim em aser. The halacha is that whatever comes out of it is aser. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehuda says that the chilv thing, if you put aside for oichlim, or you put aside for mashkin. Mechamayimrim. No, bein oichlim, bein lamashkin. Either way, it's aser. So you see, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, by Tusim v'Remoinim. You see, there's a machloikis by Tusim v'Remoinim. And by Zeis V'Anavim, everyone agrees it's also, and this is a raya to Rav Nachman. And there must be that there's other pairs besides Tusim v'Remoinim, like we said, apples and oranges, that will be a case where, let's say, lemons, that will be a case where everyone will agree, even the chamim, that it depends what you're putting it aside for. So now it says in this braisa that stam tutim v'remoinim are slated for mashke, even though you didn't say what it's for. But it's a chiddush reg, and that'll be aser. Even stam, even now setting aside a cloth for mashke, and stam will be aser. So Gemara has a kasha on that. And the Gemara's kasha is not going to be a right away question. The Gemara is going to bring down first a discussion on a Mishnah and Machshirim, a whole shtak of a Tarya. And from the discussion, we are going to see that we're going to have a kasha. So we'll make a haschala on this Mishnah in Machshirim. Besavar Rav Yehuda, stam, aser. Does Yehuda hold that stam, tusav remainim, that you stam put aside without saying what it's for, that it's also al smashkin? But now we learn to the Mishnah, chalav isha, chalav isha matame, l'rotzoy rotzoyin, milk from a woman that either came out of a rotzoyin, like the baby nursed it out, or the person squeezed it out, or it dripped out. Either way, it's matame. It's machshir. It's machshir lekabel tuma. It's called a hechshir. It's called a drink. It's called a mashke. In order for something to be machshir lekabel tuma, there's seven mashkin has to get wet with seven mashkin. So the halacha is that chalav of a isha, which is one of the seven mashkin, say if it came out leratzoin, came out on purposely. Say if it didn't come out purposely, either way, it's machshir. That's chalav isha. Chalav behema ain't matame l'ratzon. Chalav behema is only called a mashke if it came out l'ratzon. But if it came out shaloi l'ratzon, the halacha is, that's not matame. That's the halacha. Only if it came out l'ratzon is it matame. If it came out shaloi l'ratzon, then the halacha is, it's not matame. So I'm Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva tells the Tanakhama, I understand, it's Kavu Chaymer. Kavu Chaymer who? Ma chalav isha. Sheinu yuchel l'ktanim. Only who drinks milk from a mother? Only babies. So it's not really a mashke, not really a drink. Still metam el rotzon el rotzon chalei behema, which everyone drinks. Shem yuchel ben ktam ben gdolim ain't a din. It shouldn't ain't a din shetam el rotzon el rotzon. Understand you? How can you say there's a maila over chalav isha over chalav behema? Chalav behema is much more drinkable than chalav isha. So if chalav isha is metam either way, it's called a mashke. Of course chalav behema. So the chum answer no amrulai no because I'll tell you why. You're right. Maybe it shouldn't be Tamish Loy Rotson, but Chalav Isha, I have a raya that it's Tamish Loy Rotson, even without Rotson. Why? Tamish Chalav Isha, Shloy Rotson, Shadam Magaf to Tamish. Because the halacha is that a wound that drips blood is also Machshir. That type of dam is Machshir. Why is it a drink? So it says in the pasuk, Dam Chalolam Yishta. And Chalolam means Dam of a dead person, you'll drink. Now, the person's not dead, he got a wound, but a wound is like a half of killing a person. So that dam is a tame, even though it came out shloi l'ratzon. So since by chalav isha dam agafta is the gam agafta tame, so therefore her chalav isha is also tame. Why? Because it says in the Gemara dam nechav nasa chalav. The chalav comes from dam. The dam gets white, turns into chalav. So therefore, if the dam of a isha, when she has a wound, is a tamis loy rotzon, the cholov is also a tamis loy rotzon. Mashaikin a behema, his behema's dam is not metame, dam agavta. So let's read inside. Yetame chalav behema shloy rotzon, dam agavta tar. His dam agavta is tar. And therefore, it doesn't pass that its own cholov should be tame, even though it came from the dam, but still, it's not going to be tamish loy rotzon. Why? Because his dam of its wound is not matame. Okay, we'll stop over here, and tomorrow's daf will chazer over outside the shak of Atari, and go further to ask this kasha on Rabbi Huda, the whole stam that the kasha was mashma stam tusim remainim are le mashkin.